This is Capital Access. I'm Sue Lincoln. Early voting begins today and runs through next Tuesday, November 1st. Louisiana Secretary of State Tom Shedler says this is the big one.
The presidential election is usually our Super Bowl, Final Four, all put into one. Our highest voter turnout traditionally has been a presidential election. As a matter of fact, Louisiana was only one of two states that had an increase from the 08 election to the 12 election, just south of 70%.
Shedler says he's hoping for a comparable turnout this time since there are so many races on the ballot.
We also have the U.S. Senate race with a mere 24 candidates at play. We got six constitutional amendments on the ballot, so there's certainly enough there to energize the voter.
Still, he's not ready to make any predictions about total voter turnout until after this week of early voting is finished.
It is truly a unpredictable election cycle.
And he's concerned that the presidential race is turning off rather than turning on voters.
You know, normally that would be the top vote getter, and then it's a fall off down ballot as you go.
But then again, the Trump-Clinton matchup has some of the same aspects as the Louisiana race that brought the most voters ever to the polls.
You know, the benchmark in Louisiana's voter turnout still is the Edwin Edwards-David Duke gubernatorial race at some 73%. I don't think we'll achieve that, I don't believe. Well, there was at one point in this election I thought we could.
But as Shedler says, it's his job to make this election fair, honest, and efficient. How many vote in it and who wins? That's up to you.
Nothing can happen until you go vote.
For Capital Access, I'm Sue Lincoln.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group, Governmental Relations in Baton Rouge, and Campus Federal, Louisiana's business credit union, serving the financial needs of LSU and its communities since 1934.